Our man's in position on the center camera. It's like a terrorist supermarket. Chinese Long March Scud, Panther AS-565 attack helicopter, a pair of Russian mortars, and the crates look like American rifles. Chilean mines, German explosives, fun for the whole family.
Download the data on number three.
IDs.
White Rook to White Knight. Show us the pawns.
You see, he did get through, Admiral. Start with that chap in the middle.
Load the ID.
Database ID search.
Checking the databases. We've got our first match. Satoshi Isagura, chemical expert, wanted for the Tokyo subway attack. Currently working for the insurgent force in Zaire. Henry Gupta. American. Practically invented techno-terrorism. Started out as a student radical at Berkeley in the 60s. Now he sells his politics for cash.
Zoom in on that, can you?
That looks like an American encoder. They use it to control their navigation satellites, the GPS system.
Wonder will the CIA be more upset that they lost it or that we found it?
Well, General,
excuse me. Admiral?
Thank you, Em. We've seen enough. This is now a military operation. We saw the Gatling gun. Are your troops prepared for that kind of firepower?
We have an election in Moscow next week. The president said any loss of life is unacceptable.
We'll take the naval option.
Yes.
One strike, we take out half the world's terrorists.
Admiral Roebuck, I must protest.
Get me the Chester. Let's not waste time.
My man isn't finished.
Black King to White Bishop. Authorization to fire. Get your man out of there. His job is over.
Weapons authorized. Prepare to fire. On my count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Missile away. Time to target. 4 minutes, 8 seconds.
White Knight, 4 minutes to impact. Get out of there. Yes, damn it, I know what it is. It's on the screen in front of me. It's a jeep in front of a plane. Now get the hell out of there.
What the hell's going on?
You will not wait. That's an order.
What is your man waiting for?
White Knight. Oh, my God. Those are Soviet SB-5 nuclear torpedoes. The cruise hits them.
Order them to abort the missile.
HMS Chester, urgent.
White Knight, come in.
Abort missile. Abort missile.
White Knight, come in.
Abort missile.
Abort missile.
Captain, sir, missile out of range. Unable to destroy.
White Knight.
Alert NATO, the Pentagon.
Will it trigger the torpedoes?
It might. But even if it does not, there's enough plutonium to make Chernobyl look like picnic.
Bloody hell. Can't you people keep anything locked up?
Evacuate your troops and get him out of there now.
White Knight, come in. White Knight, come in.
Keep trying, damn it.
White Knight, come in. Repeat, White Knight, come in, White Knight.
Filthy habit.
James.
impact.
To White Rock. I've evacuated the area. Ask the Admiral where he'd like his bombs delivered.
Officer of the watch, maximum speed. Come left 40 degrees.
Revolutions 160, port 20.
Are they insane?
Sir, the Chinese pilot insists that we are only 11 miles off their coast, and he will fire if we don't turn around and go to a Chinese port.
Send this. We are in international waters and will defend ourselves if attacked. Copy all this to the Admiralty, urgent. Are we absolutely sure of our position?
Yes, sir. An exact satellite fix.
Engines. Maintain full silence. The stealth ship may be invisible to radar, but the sea drill isn't. We'll launch next time the MiGs fly by. And the British will think it's a Chinese aerial torpedo.
I should report in.
Stamford to Hamburg. Phase one is in progress. I'll report back to you with an update.
The MiGs are making another pass.
Let's start the show. Stop the drill. Release it.
Green 3-0, torpedo, torpedo, torpedo. Green 3-0, center bearing 114.
Yes. Officer of the watch, come hard right 141.
There's been no sonar contact, sir. The MiGs must have dropped it.
Bearing steady, it's gonna hit, sir.
Brace, brace, brace.
Target 1200.
Up now.
Upstairs.
why the torpedo hasn't exploded.
We know, Captain. Full damage report.
Backup power immediately.
Switch to alternate supply.
Three generators are down, sir. Flooding on four deck arms.
So we're now down 14 degrees by the sail.
Yeoman Centre Admiralty have been torpedoed by Chinese MiGs sinking. Give them our position.
Right. Abandon ship.
Out. Abandon ship! Abandon ship!
One missile at the MiGs.
Wow!
Mr. Gupta's little trick with the encoder worked. They gave their final position 70 miles from here. The British Navy will never find them. Survivors in the water.
Mr. Stamp, I'm having fun with my headlines. I need to know the exact number of survivors.
I'm late for a meeting. Make sure you use the right kind of ammunition.
Yes, sir.
Delicious. Send our divers down to the Devonshire.
Mr. Gupta, phase one is complete.
Good morning, my golden retrievers. What kind of havoc shall the Carver Media Group create in the world today? News.
Floods in Pakistan, riots in Paris, and a plane crash in California.
Excellent. Mr. Jones, are we ready to release our new software?
Yes, sir. As requested, it's full of bugs, which means people will be forced to upgrade for years.
Outstanding. Mr. Wallace, call the president. Tell him if he doesn't sign the bill lowering the cable rates, we'll release the video of him with a cheerleader in the Chicago motel room.
Inspired, sir.
And after he signs the bill, release the tape anyway.
Consider him slimed.
Excuse me. He's on transponder 7.
Mr. Stamper.
Phase 2 is underway. I have the videotape. I haven't seen it myself, but I'm told the footage is excellent. Plus, there were 17 survivors for your headlines.
Good work, Stamper. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Make sure you keep it in a safe place. Gentlemen and ladies, hold the presses. This, just in, by a curious quirk of fate, we have the perfect story with which to launch our satellite news network tonight. It seems a small crisis is brewing in the South China Seas. I want full newspaper coverage. I want magazine stories. I want books. I want films. I want TV. I want radio. I want us on the air 24 hours a day. This is our moment. And a billion people around this planet will watch it, hear it, and read about it from the Carver Media Group. There's no news like bad news.
Jeg er yderst tilfreds ved deres fremskridt, herr Born.
Det er en fornøjelse at lære dem til nye togemålprocessen.
Jeg vil våge at påstå, at de er et rent naturtalent.
Nu siger jeg mig.
What do you say? I'm not here in Danish.
Just ignore it.
Oh, those are words they just don't have in their vocabulary. Bond here.
Go to a secure line, 7.
Going to scrambler, channel 4. That's ridiculous.
James?
That ship was in international waters.
We can't be certain. James?
Invincible's underway for some.
Where are you?
Oh, Moneypenny. I'm just up here at Oxford, brushing up on a little Danish.
Little?
I'm afraid you're going to have to kiss off your lesson, James. We've got a situation here at the Ministry of Defense. We're sending the fleet to China.
Uh-huh. I'll be there in an hour.
Make that 30 minutes.
So does that mean screwing?
You always were a cunning linguist, James. Don't tell.
That's preposterous. We know exactly where that ship was positioned. The GPS system, global positioning satellites, do not lie.
Yes, but our Singapore station picked up a mysterious signal on the GPS frequency at the time of the attack. It could have sent that ship off course.
I have a missing British frigate.
I'm aware of that.
And instead of decisive action, all you want to do is
investigate. My goal is to prevent World War III, Admiral. And I don't think sending an armada into the recovery area is the best way to do it.
Where exactly did this mysterious GPS signal come from?
We're still investigating.
Investigating. With all due respect, Em, sometimes I don't think you have the balls for this job.
Perhaps. But the advantage is I don't have to think with them all the time.
That's enough. Now where do we stand?
It was an unprovoked attack on a ship in international waters. We send in the fleet for recovery and prepare for full retaliation.
Moderation. We investigate and stop short of sending the entire British Navy within 10 minutes of the world's largest air force.
When will our ships be in position?
48 hours.
Christ. The press were already screaming for blood. The last thing we want to do is escalate the situation.
I'm afraid it may be too late to worry about that.
British sailors murdered. According to Vietnamese officials who recovered the bodies, the victims were riddled with the same ammunition used by the Chinese Air Force.
Did you leak this?
No. It's the first I've heard of it.
Well, this settles it. We send in the fleet. M, you have 48 hours to investigate.
There is one strange thing. When I called our contact in Saigon, he said the Vietnamese only found our sailors 3 hours ago.
How'd they get the paper out so fast?
Somebody at Tomorrow knew before the Vietnamese government did.
How much do you know about Elliot Carver, 007?
Worldwide media baron. Able to topple governments with a single broadcast. Carver owns that newspaper Tomorrow.
I didn't want to discuss it in front of the minister, but that mysterious signal came from one of Carver's satellites. PM would have my head if he knew you're investigating him. I'm sending you to Hamburg, 007. We've arranged for you to be invited tonight to a party at Carver's Media Center.
They're celebrating the launch of a new satellite because now he has the ability to reach every human being on the Earth.
Except the Chinese, who've refused broadcast rights. James, your ticket, cover story, and rental car reservation. Sign here, please. I believe you once had a relationship with Carver's wife, Paris.
That was a long time ago, Em. Before she was married. I didn't realize it was public knowledge.
Queen and country, James. Your job is to find out whether Carver or someone in his organization sent that ship off course and why. Use your relationship with Mrs. Carver if necessary.
I doubt if she'll remember me.
Remind her. Then pump her for information.
You'll just have to decide how much pumping is needed, James.
If only that were true of you and I, Moneypenny.
Guten Tag, kann ich Ihnen helfen?
Ja, mein Büro hat ein Auto reserviert.
Einen Moment bitte.
Danke.
If you just sign here, Mr. Bond. It's the insurance damage waiver for your beautiful new car. Will you need collision coverage?
Yes.
Fire?
Probably.
Property destruction?
Definitely.
Personal injury?
I hope not, but accidents do happen.
They frequently do with you.
Well, that takes care of the normal wear and tear. Do I need any other protection?
Only from B007, unless you bring that car back in pristine order. Shall we?
Shall we?
Your new BMW 750. All the usual refinements. Machine guns, rockets, the GPS tracking system.
Welcome. Please fasten seatbelt and obey all instructions for a safe trip.
Thought you'd pay more attention to a female voice.
I think we've met.
I am not interested in your sordid escapades. Let's get on with it, shall we? Your new telephone. Talk here, listen here.
So that's what I've been doing wrong all these years, huh?
Look, it also includes a fingerprint scanner and a 20,000-volt security system, and this I'm particularly proud of. The remote control for your car. Tap twice. One, two. Now, draw your finger very slowly across the pad to drive the car. Well, it's surprisingly difficult to drive, but with practice...
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see how she responds to my touch, AQ.
Understand each other?
Grow up, 007.
Attention, engine running. Please shut door now.
Plastic, Nick Farage.
Anyway, there's absolutely no truth in this malicious rumor. But I started running mad cow disease stories simply because Angus Black, the great British beef baron, lost £10,000 to me in a game of poker and refused to pay up. Moreover, there's even less truth in the rumor that I took 100 million francs from the French to keep the stories running for another year.
Excuse me, Mr. Carver?
Yes?
This is the new banker, Mr...
Bond. James Bond.
Another new banker. I seem to collect them. Tell me, Mr. Bond, how is the market reacting to the crisis?
Currencies are off. Your stock is soaring.
I don't believe we've met.
Elliot Cobb.
Wei Lin. I'm from the New China News Agency.
I don't recall seeing your name on the guest list.
I have a confession. It's not. I snuck in.
Why would you do that, my dear?
I wanted to meet you.
Outstanding. I admire a woman who takes the initiative. You should work in my Beijing bureau.
Mr. Carver, you don't have a bureau in Beijing.
Call me Elliot.
I always wondered how I'd feel if I ever saw you again. Now I know. Was it something I said?
How about the words, "I'll be right back"?
Something came up.
Something always came up.
And how are you, Paris?
Much better now. We're even.
Something to drink, Miss Carver?
Mr. Bond will have a vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Miss Carver will have a tequila. Straight shot.
No, Mrs. Carver will have a glass of Mr. Carver's champagne.
I see you've moved up in the world, Paris.
And tonight you're a banker. That's all the guest list. Tell me, James, do you still sleep with a gun under your pillow?
To you?
No, to the gun. So I take it this isn't a social visit.
Your husband may be in trouble.
The Emperor of the Air. If you think you're going after him, you're the one who's in trouble.
Perhaps. But it's either him or someone in his organization.
I see. And you figured you could charm the dirt out of me?
No. That wasn't my plan.
Good. Because if it comes to a choice between you and Elliot, I've made my bed. You don't sleep in it anymore.
There you are.
Darling.
I've been looking everywhere for you. I want you to meet Wei Lin, New China News Agency.
Hello, Mrs. Carver. It's a pleasure. And this is James Bond.
I didn't realize you knew each other.
Oh, we're old friends.
Casual acquaintances. He dated my roommate in Zurich.
I'm thinking of getting Wei Lin behind a news desk.
That's wonderful. I'm sure she won't resist too much.
Tell me, Elliot, I was just wondering about your satellites, the way you positioned yourself globally.
Are they merely tools for information, Mr. Bond?
Or disinformation. Say, if you wanted to manipulate the course of governments, or people, or even a ship.
That's very interesting, Mr. Bond. You have a vivid imagination for a banker. Perhaps I should commission you to write a novel.
Oh, heavens no, I'd be lost at sea. Drift.
Mr. Carver.
Ah, it's time to begin the festivities. Excuse me, darling. So, how do you really know him?
I told you, he's a banker. I met him in Zurich.
You're a terrible liar, dear. I have a problem with a banker. Could I see you a moment?
Ladies and gentlemen, meine Damen und Herren, Mr. Carver's broadcast will be starting in 10 minutes in the main studio.
Exactly what kind of banking do you specialize in, Mr. Bond?
Hostile takeovers. Shall we? Carver must feel at home in a room like this.
It's nice to talk to the world. Looks like there's someone who wants to talk to you.
Mr. Bond, you have an urgent phone call.
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening. Tonight's broadcast was supposed to be a celebration, marking the completion of the Carver Global Satellite Network. But, as you're well aware, a terrible conflict looms tonight in the South China Sea, which, unchecked, has the potential to destroy every human being on Earth. I want to assure my viewers that I, Elliot Carver, have spoken with the Prime Minister in London and the Chairman in Beijing, and have offered my services as an impartial...
It's a soundproof room, Mr. Bond. Nobody hears you scream. Estampa, we have made contact.
Make him uncomfortable. I'll be there in a few moments.
With its printing presses that run 24 hours a day, and its satellite facilities linking every last...
You seem very concerned about Mr. Carver's business. He wants to know why.
Why did I do it, you ask? The answer is simple. Power. The power to illuminate the far corners of the globe, not for higher profits, but for higher understanding between the people of this great planet.
Put him in the chair. Maybe we play a little number on his head.
And what do I expect in return? Worldwide domination. Complete, utter, total worldwide domination. But not of a government, of ideology, of a tyranny, and isolation, and... The immediate group network has the ability to reach every person, in every village, in every nation. But do not fear me. But tonight, I offer you my declaration of principles. A promise to the men and women of this planet, my brothers and sisters, whom I so humbly serve. I promise to report the news without fear or favor. I promise to be a force for good in this world, fighting injustice, crushing intolerance, battling inhumanity, striking a blow for freedom at every turn.
Station room.
That is the goal of the Carver Media Group Network. What's happening?
We've lost power. We're off the
air.
We're off the air. Meine Damen und Herren, bitte bleiben Sie ruhig. Wir haben nur eine kleine Sturmstörung. Wir werden gleich wieder weitermachen. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay calm. There's no need to go for the exit. We will go on in a few minutes' time.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
You're fired. Get out of my sight.
And in a rather embarrassing note, scrappy media mogul Elliot Carver was cut off the air tonight in mid-speech during the inaugural broadcast of his worldwide satellite network. Sorry, Elliot, but we didn't do it.
Glorious evening, wasn't it?
Come on, Elliot. Ignore those people. Sometimes these things happen.
Not to me. Not to me! When I was 16, I went to work for a newspaper in Hong Kong. It was a rag, but the editor taught me one important lesson. The key to a great story is not who, or what, or when, but why. Your friend, Mr. Bond, made a mess tonight. I want to know why.
I told you I barely know him.
Barely. I was curious who Carver would send.
He's on to you.
Well, we know where you stand. You made your bed.
I'm standing in your doorway.
Then turn around and go home. You can tell him you didn't get anything out of me.
That's it? Go home?
I didn't ask you to get involved in this.
It's too late for that.
Why did you marry him?
He told me he loved me.
That always sounds good.
Do you know I used to look in the papers every day for your obituary?
Well, I'm sorry I keep disappointing you.
What was it, James? Did I get too close? Did I get too close for comfort?
What did you find? I hacked into the mainframe at the bank. They're using an SSL2 encryption, 128.
Spare me the technobabble, please.
Bond's got a perfect employment record. 10 years. He's crossed every T, he's dotted every I.
Which means?
Government agent. I call it Gupta's law of creative anomalies. If it sounds too good to be true, it always is.
You think my wife knows?
There's a lot of garbage, but if you dial down the ambient noise.
Tell me, James, do you still sleep with a gun under your pillow?
Say it again.
Tell me, James, do you still sleep with a gun under your pillow?
I think we should set an appointment for my wife with the doctor.
I have to go.
No, you don't. I can get you out of the country in 4 hours.
I have no choice. No one can protect me from him. Not even you.
You do have a choice.
Only if you let him go.
I can't do that.
He has a secret lab on the top floor even I'm not supposed to know about. There's an emergency hatch in the roof.
Paris, you don't have to do this.
It's the easiest way to get in. Don't argue with me, James. You know, this job of yours. ships.
Satellite.
Send this thing off to the launch site and be careful. It's worth $300 million. You break it, you ball it. Understand?
Looking for a news story?
Thank you.
print anything these days.
I believe you've got two items that belong to me.
What are you talking about?
The red box, Mr. Bond. And my wife in your hotel room.
He's coming.
Please select security system level.
Tell me if you find the encoder.
Call me immediately.
Yeah.
According to police officials in Hamburg, Germany, Mrs. Carver was found dead this morning in a hotel suite in that city in unusual circumstances on which police have refused to elaborate. A coroner has been called for and is expected to deliver this full report within the next 3 days. Her body was discovered along with the body of an unidentified man who appeared to be the victim of a self-inflicted gun wound. Reached the body's private jet en route to the CMB.
I have a clear shot at your head, Mr. Bond. Stand up, slowly, drop your gun and kick it toward me, yeah?
At present, police have refused to speculate on the motive of this murder-suicide.
Good. Now, lie down on the bed next to Mrs. Carver.
We extend our deepest sympathy to Mr.
The story will be on the news in an hour.
Tomorrow's news today.
Just so. My name is Dr. Kaufman. I am an outstanding pistol marksman. Take my word for it, yeah?
Get the sledgehammers.
Struggled terribly, Mr. Bond. It's a pity you got her involved in all this.
It won't look like a suicide if you shoot me from over there.
I am a professor of forensic medicine. Believe me, Mr. Bond, I could shoot you from Stuttgart and still create the proper effect.
Here's Tampa.
My art is in great demand, Mr. Bond. I go all over the world. I am especially good at the celebrity overdose. But now I'm afraid, Mr. Bond, that our little... Ah, Stumper! Stop yelling in my ear, yeah?
Sir, they can't get into the car.
Oh, you can't be serious. Did you call the auto club?
Do you want to call them? Make him tell you how to open it.
Okay, I ask. This is very embarrassing. It seems there is a red box in your car. They can't get to it. They want me to make you unlock the car. I feel like an idiot. I don't know what to say. I am to torture you if you don't do it.
You have a doctorate in that, too?
No. This is more like a hobby. But I'm very gifted.
Oh, I believe you. My cell phone opens the
car. No, Mr. Bond. I do it, yeah?
Recall 3 cents.
Wait! I'm just a professional doing a job.
Me too.
unsafe driving will void warranty.
GPS calibration unit. Oh, by the way, you know that officially, Uncle Sam is completely neutral in this turkey shoot.
And unofficially?
We have no interest in seeing World War III, unless we start it. Dr. Greenwald, he's the Air Force EBS expert.
Sorry about all this security, but the GPS encoder is one of the most closely guarded secrets in the U.S. military.
Show him what you got!
Jesus, it's the missing encoder. How the hell did you get that?
Picked it up in Hamburg yesterday morning. Tell me something. If somebody used this to send a ship off course...
You mean like the Devonshire?
Whoa! I didn't hear anybody mention the word Devonshire, did you?
No.
Good, so just answer the man's question.
Well, in theory, if you could alter the timing chip, you could slowly send a ship off course.
Kind of like putting a magnet beside a compass.
Yeah, exactly.
Then check this out.
Oh, yeah. Circles should be lining up on top of each other. Somebody's tampered with your encoder.
If we knew the last time and position the Devonshire thought she was, could you figure out exactly where she sank?
Sure.
Wade?
Yeah.
I have a small favor to ask.
Jump, the halo jump is where we get the most fatalities. So listen up. You free fall for 5 miles and use your oxygen, or you'll die of asphyxiation. Sounds like my first marriage. Next, after the free fall, pop the shooter 200 feet below the Chinese radar. You'll be traveling over 200 miles an hour. This snaps your head back like a cantaloupe. Be careful not to crack your skull open on the tank.
I'll keep that in mind.
One last thing. When you hit the water, don't forget to cut away your chute. 90% of people killed during the halo jump got tangled up in their chutes and drowned. Got it? Seems like an awful lot just to save the world, Jimbo.
I've got no choice, Wade. I have to prove that ship was deliberately sent off course.
1 minute!
The pickup, son?
Oh, you bet. After your mission, turn on your beacon, and the extraction team will pick you up after dark. Budapest!
I just noticed something.
Yeah?
This is where the ship thought it was.
Yeah?
And this is where it really is. But see that island there?
Yeah.
Well, that means that where he's actually jumping between the British and Chinese fleets. Well, technically, they're not Chinese territorial waters.
What?
They belong to Vietnam.
Vietnam? Vietnam?
Does he have any U.S. government markings on him?
The parachute, the wetsuit, the fins?
Jeez, if the Vietnamese catch him, they're gonna go crazy.
Say goodbye.
interested in hostile takeovers?
You see opportunities for travel. What I like best about banking.
Maybe not. Why? Gole, huh?
Get them out of the water.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were following me around, Mr. Bond.
You'll have to admit, though, we seem to have developed a certain attachment to each other.
Hopefully, not for long.
Another Carver building. If I didn't know better, I'd say he developed an edifice complex.
Bond. It's Lin.
Welcome to Saigon.
It was always nice to see you, Elliot.
I hadn't intended opening in this center until tomorrow, but as you're here, you can help me write the inaugural story. Your obituaries.
I hope you extended the same courtesy to Paris.
Actually, Mr. Bond, you're the one who wrote my late wife's obituary when you asked her to betray me. Still, let's see. British Secret Service agent James Bond and his collaborator Wei Lin of the Chinese People's External Security Force were found dead this morning in Vietnam. Lacks punch, don't you think?
Oh, it's old news, Elliot. We've been working together for months.
Both our governments know what you and General Chang are up to.
I don't think so. You may have seen the general in the hallway just now, but perhaps with all your jetting around, we have not had chance to peruse today's headlines. I rather like the last one. It isn't even mine.
I never believe what I read in the press anyway.
Therein lies your problem, Mr. Bond. You see, we're both men of action, but your era and Miss Lynn's is passing. Words are the new weapons. Satellites, the new artillery.
And you become the new supreme allied commander?
Exactly. Caesar had his legions, Napoleon had his armies. I have my divisions. TV, news, magazines. And by midnight tonight, I'll have reached and influenced more people than anyone in the history of this planet, save God himself. And the best he ever managed was the Sermon on the Mount.
Oh, you really are quite insane.
The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success.
Excuse me. General Chang is waiting.
If you'll forgive me, your appearance here has forced me to move up my timetable slightly. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Stamper and his toys. Perhaps you'd like to see them.
Sir, the helicopter.
Thanks, Gupta. Mr. Stamper is a protege of the late Dr. Kaufman, who was schooling him in the ancient art of chakra torture.
He was like a father to me.
Really? Interesting role model.
According to Eastern philosophy, the body has 7 chakra points. The energy centers, like the heart or genitals. The purpose of these implements is to probe those organs, inflicting the maximum amount of pain, whilst keeping the victim alive for as long as possible.
Dr. Kaufman's record was 52 hours. I'm hoping to break it.
I would have thought watching your TV shows was torture enough.
Save this one till last. When you remove Mr. Bond's heart, there should just be enough time for him to watch it stop beating.
Excuse me.
Oh!
cold.
Get up to him!
Ready?
Go!
Next time I'll take the elevator.
Yeah.
Pop. blood.
Pretty good with that hook.
It comes from growing up in a rough neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
You were pretty good on the bike.
Well, that comes from not growing up at all. Here, allow me.
Don't get any ideas, Mr. Bond.
Just off the cuff, I thought we might link up.
Work hand in hand?
Stick closer to each other. Maybe we go after General Chang together.
Your turn. Thanks for washing my hair. I work alone.
Get out!
I stop by.
I could have taken care of you.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't. Give me the earring. Copy of a macro 59, standard issue. Chinese Army. Looks like General Chang wants you dead. You still think you can do this alone?
It depends whether your mission is peace or revenge.
This is about stopping a war.
Last year, we found stealth material was missing from one of General Chang's bases. I followed a lead to Carver's headquarters in Hamburg.
Stealth material?
We thought he was building a stealth plane.
No, stealth boat. That's the only way they could get close to the Devonshire so they could drill inside the missile room. Remember? They stole a cruise missile from that ship.
He said he was moving the timetable forward to midnight.
Yes, of course he did. Under the cover of darkness, he positioned the stealth boat near the British fleet, fired the missile into China.
And we will retaliate.
And Carver will provide the pictures.
I have to warn Beijing.
No. Let's warn both our governments. Get them talking. Give us time to find where the boat is.
Stand up.
It's just like home. You get the equipment, I'll send the messages. On second thoughts, you type.
First, we have to find the boat. Of all the harbors and inlets controlled by General Chang, 22 are in highly populated areas. That leaves 14 where he could hide a stealth boat.
You can see it during the day. It's invisible to radar, but not to human eye.
Very novel. So he'd have to hide in some place where he could sail to the Devonshire and back in one night.
This looks familiar.
We've made some improvements.
Have you indeed?
Okay. 4 hours out and 4 hours back.
Mm-hmm. Assume the boat is traveling at a speed of 30 knots. I've been a fan of Chinese technology.
According to this, there are 4 places where he could harbor the boat.
Up on your left. Why don't you run a cross-check in those areas for anything suspicious? A new Walther. How's Q to get me one of these?
Unexplained drownings. That has to be it. Halong Bay. He knows the island. He says they all avoid it, that it's dangerous for boats to be around there at sunset. But for $5,000 American, he'll take it.
Good. Maybe he'll take a check.
It's mostly dull routine, of course. But every now and then, you get to sail on a beautiful evening like this. I sometimes work with a decadent agent of a corrupt Western power.
They say communists don't know how to have fun.
I hate to disappoint you, but I don't even have a little red book. If anything happens to me, the fuses for the mines are in here.
We're going to finish this together. And if I may say so, you found the right decadent, corrupt Western agent as a partner.
yourself?
No.
It's getting late, and this is the last cove in the bay.
Yeah, that's it.
At the flagship of each fleet. The Chinese will think the British are rattling the saber. The British will think the Chinese are being belligerent. And the media will provide cool, objective coverage. Let the mayhem begin.
Send a signal to the Admiralty. Task group under missile attack.
Sir, AWACS reports two waves of land-based MiG-21s inbound. The first group should be on our screens in 2 minutes.
How long before the MiGs are within firing range of the British fleet?
12 minutes.
What the hell do I pay you for? If she's there, Bond is there. Stamp her, find them.
You come with me.
Make sure you clear all the mines and bring the girl up to me.
Are you sure you want her up here?
It's my business, Mr. Gupta. I like an audience. Ah, Miss Lin. Your countrymen are being so cooperative, so predictably eager to save face.
My government knows you're out here. They're looking for you.
Not according to our radar, where it seems your MiGs are about to attack the British fleet in Gupta.
How many minutes?
9 minutes to firing range.
And even if they were looking for me, we're on a stealth boat. They can't see me. Or you. Or even your friend. The late Commander Bond, who is, I believe, at this moment on his way to the bottom of the South China Sea. He's my new anchorman. Hey! Pathetic.
What's going on?
A message from 007. Just confirmed by my opposite number in China.
Tell the fleet to search for a ship that's invisible. Well, almost invisible to radar. The Chinese aren't the enemy. Carver's been playing both sides for fools.
Admiral, sir. Urgent message from the Admiralty. Look at this. Have you got anything on the radar that looks very small? Lifeboat, periscope, anything?
No, sir.
Stealth boats, sir. They have gone mad.
What you're about to witness, Miss Lynn, is not so much a missile attack, but the launch of a new world order. In precisely 5 minutes after your countrymen have attacked the British fleet, I shall retaliate for dear old England by sending this missile into Beijing.
But General Chang has just
called an emergency meeting of the Chinese High Command. Unfortunately, General Chang will be delayed in traffic. Arriving just after the missile has killed your leaders. And too late to stop the Air Force from sinking the entire British fleet. But he will be just in time to take over the government, negotiate a truce, and emerge as a world leader with a Nobel Peace Prize.
What do you get?
Me? Oh, nothing. Just exclusive broadcasting rights in China for the next 100 years.
Ready to rock and ruin.
If you'll excuse me, my dear, I have something of a deadline to meet. Prepare for the missile launch. Mr. Gupta.
Hello, Elliot. Interesting plan.
I think I have something here that belongs to you.
So much for German efficiency. Mr. Sam. Don't shoot him yet.
Hold your fire.
Welcome to my world crisis, Mr. Bond.
Even trade, Elliot. Gupta for Wei Lin. Can't fire the missile without him.
And it seems you can't resist any woman in my possession.
What are you waiting for? Shoot him!
I told you. We're going to finish this together.
How romantic. Don't you realize how absurd your position is?
No more absurd than starting a war for ratings.
Great men have always manipulated the media to save the world. Look at William Randolph Hearst, who told his photographers, "You provide the pictures, I'll provide the war." I've just taken it one step further.
Sorry about that. I tuned out there for a moment, Elliot.
Touché. Mr. Gupta, is the missile ready to fire?
Press the magic button, Beijing disappears.
And it seems you've outlived your contract. You see, Mr. Bond, I have a backup plan.
Uh-huh.
So do I.
We have a small intermittent contact on the surface plot, the bearing of 112 degrees. Very weak signal, can't get the range exactly, but I swear it wasn't there a second ago, sir.
Yeoman, tell all ships do not fire on the Chinese for any reason whatsoever. Send the message in the clear for the Chinese fleet commander. Have sighted unknown ship.
Send those fires out! Sit down there and protect the missile! Or Mr. Stamper, would you please kill those bastards?
Nice work. They're speeding up.
We have to stop the boat.
Can you take care of the engine room?
Of course.
Good. I'm doing it off the ship.
I'm going to stop the missile.
Captain, sir, signal from the Chinese fleet commander.
What are 2358?
2, Royal Navy Task Group. We also have the unknown ship on our screens. We will not fire unless it turns towards China. Until then, she's yours. Good hunting. Now, Captain,
whatever the hell that thing is, sink it.
Right, sir. Piwo, is that Echo too weak for missile lock?
Yes, sir.
Right, we'll do it the old-fashioned way.
Flight deck, Piwo.
Bond turned us into the target,
along with himself. Take evasive action. Prepare the missile countdown immediately.
Initializing launch sequence T, minus 5 minutes and counting.
Minus 5 minutes and counting.
Sir, they're making 48 knots. They'll be out of our visual range within 2 minutes at that speed.
Keep firing. We've got to slow them down.
We're sitting ducks here. Engine room.
Thanks, Officer Watch, increase max.
Keep firing! All hands, abandon ship! Abandon ship!
Abandon ship! Abandon ship! Alaman for port! Alaman for port! Abandon ship! Abandon ship!
Mr. Stamper, what are you doing about the girl?
Perhaps you consider looking in the engine room. Too late again, Mr. Bond. It's a bad habit of yours. There's nothing you can do. The missile's fully programmed. It can't be stopped. In a matter of minutes, my plan will succeed. And thanks largely to your efforts, the British Navy will destroy the evidence. And I'll be out of here in a Carver News helicopter covering the event. It's going to be a fantastic show.
I may have some breaking news for you, Elliot.
You forgot the first rule of mass media, Elliot. The people what they want!
T minus 1 minute and counting.
Drop it, Mr. Bond. Or I drop your friend.
It's over, Stamper. Let her go.
Not between you and me.
James, try to detonate it. The missile will set them off.
Never argue with a woman. They're always right.
I owe you an unpleasant death, Mr. Bond.
Thank you.
M.
Bedford reports that Carver went down with his ship. Seems that Bond made it.
Manipini, take this release. Elliot Carver is missing, presumed drowned, while on a cruise aboard his luxury yacht in the South China Sea. At present, the local authorities believe the media mogul committed suicide.
Commander Bond, Colonel Lynn, this is the HMS Bedford. Are you there?
They're looking for us, James.
Let's stay undercover.